This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The President will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening. And an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Some breaking political news on this Independence Day morning is Republican Congressman Justin Amash, the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment, says he's no longer going to be a Republican, leaving the party. He says in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. He's a five-term Michigan congressman who argues partisan rhetoric is dividing and dehumanizing the nation. Major League Baseball's L.A. Angels and police in Texas are blasting a newspaper report that suggested Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs may have died of opioid abuse. He was found unresponsive in a hotel room on Monday. The Santa Monica Observer reporting that the 27-year-old might have gotten opioid prescriptions from a number of doctors who weren't aware what each other had prescribed. A team spokeswoman calls the story reckless. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ohio's law that would ban all abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected now on hold, as a federal judge blocked the law from going into effect, calling it unconstitutional because it places what he says is an undue burden on a woman's right to have an abortion. An American funny man has passed away at 90. Artie Johnson was best known for the many characters he played on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which ran from 1968 till 1973.
Very interesting.
He often played across from comedian Ruth Buzzy.
We always got along great.
I desire your hand in marriage.
I accept.
You accept?
We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
After Laugh-In, Johnson appeared on numerous game shows and had guest roles on TV shows from Murder, She Wrote to Night Court, and also did many cartoon voices. Artie Johnson died Wednesday. He was 90. And millions of Americans hitting the roads and the skies for this 4th of July weekend. AAA expects nearly 49 million Americans to get away, almost 2 million more people than last year. More than 41 million of those Americans are hitting the road, meaning they're driving. Nearly 4 million Americans will head to the airport to fly to destinations. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the first thing is to admit and see that we're on the wrong track, and I think more of Americans are realizing that, but now what do we do about it? I'll tell you, in my prayer life, in my conversations with God, if I might say, is it too late? Because everything you read about the personality of God, whenever he has blessed a nation, whether it was Israel or America, there are requirements, to receive God's blessing. Yes, I think that we overstate and maybe overimpose the idea of God's grace. And we just think that God is a forbearing God that will continue to forgive our sins. But if you blatantly stand in the face of God and you continue to sin, knowing that it is sin that you are committing, you're asking for the ultimate, I don't know if you want to call it the ultimate necessarily, maybe that's inappropriate, but you're asking for another aspect of God's character, and that is his justice, because God is a just God. And so the question is, with America crumbling, from within, is it too late? Our next guest, he and his co-author, Timothy Gigline and Craig Osteen, have put together, and maybe it's Austin, maybe I'm saying that wrong. Timothy, is that correct? Is it Osteen or Austin?
Austin, and good morning. Not a problem at all.
Okay. And they have written a book called American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. We're on the wrong track, and here we are, celebrating 243 years of the birth of a nation, and we're so divided. We've never been this divided in my lifetime, Tim. And I just think go ahead.
No, you're right. There is here in Washington a poisonous politics, a toxicity that is really of historic proportions. And of course, here we are on Independence Day, the day that historically there is great unity and celebration of the signing adoption of the Declaration of Independence. And yet, these divisions are very palpable. And the reason that Craig and I wrote American Restoration is because we believe that despite this current fracture and brokenness, this kind of social dysfunction and chaos, that in fact America's best days are ahead, not mm-hmm. behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, especially as Christians, Bill, mm-hmm. Discouragement and despair is a sin because it negates the hope of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And from the very beginning, in fact, from before the beginning, Providence has really shed his grace upon us. And there is, in fact, a way to restore and to regenerate this land that we love.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that, Tim. I'm not letting go of that. I mean, I often tell people, you know, that I refer to myself as a but God Christian. And they go, but God, what do you mean? And I said, well, there's always that transitional phrase throughout the Bible. When things are at its darkest, you always hear that transitional phrase I read. It says, but God. And that's who we have to look forward to, because it was God's plan and purpose for America to begin with. Our founding fathers understood this. I mean, this is how they were able to, you know, courageously put it all on the line, their very lives, their treasures, their very selves, you know, for the sake of freedom and this great American experiment. And they trusted in God. And then look what happens after the signing of the Declaration. Then we have a time of thanksgiving. And that time, that significant period, which was months later, where Washington says, look, we have to thank God for this, because we wouldn't be where we are today without God.
Well, I think that that is exactly right. And in American Restoration, we adopt the narrative that you have just shared with your listeners. You know, if you go back very specifically to the era of the American Revolution, it's not like 90 or 99% of all people living in this part of North America favored the revolution. And in fact, this is rather stunning. Of all Americans, you know, really at the time of the signing of the Declaration, about one-third of Americans were loyal to the British Crown. Mm-hmm. About one-third were, you know, patriots, and about one-third were indifferent. Mm-hmm. So it is remarkable to think that for all of the divisions that we have seen, you know, in our current 21st century America, that there are, in fact, divisions that go back from the beginning, and major ones.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So I think we have to, we have to look at the narrative and the spine of America. Mm-hmm. So there's the revolution. But following that, look what we've come through, the Civil War. 750,000 Americans died in the Civil War. This is an amazing and historic division between North and South. World War One, World War Two, a Great Depression, the crash of the stock market, the wars of the last 18 years. You know, a lot of people who share our faith get up in the morning, especially on a morning like this,
mm-hmm.
and they say, I feel discouraged. I feel despairing. Is there any way to restore the country? And what we say in this book is the following, that restoration and renewal and redemption in a nation is real, that it does not begin here in Washington or on Wall Street or in Hollywood. It will never come from imposing restoration from the top down. And the heart and soul of American restoration is that it is our faith, the Judeo-Christian tradition. It is strong marriages, families, and parents. It's our neighborhood. It is our community. That's where the seedbed of restoration will begin. Mm-hmm. And in our book, we specifically say, you know, don't throw your hands in the air, you know, in discouragement. Ask where can we and what can we restore? And what we say in this book is we have to restore America's founding principles. We have to restore the concept of religious liberty. We have to restore medical ethics and the culture of life. We have to restore virtue, and we have to restore education. I must tell you, I think one of the greatest concerns that I hear as a vice president to focus on the family mm-hmm. is very deep discouragement and concern about the rising generation of Americans and what they are or are not learning in schools, both private and public schools. So the restoration of education is very important, as is restoring the concept of patriotism and sacrifice. This is very important. And you know, may I say, Bill, on the day that we're on, restoring the Constitution,
yes.
You know, whether this document, this greatest document in the history of mankind for freedom and liberty, whether we are going to restore the Constitution to its fixed meaning and purpose, or whether we are going to continue down the road to negate and to say that the law really you know, does not mean what it says.
Well, we have to ignore a lot of history, Tim, and this is what our country has done to its own peril. and ignoring the history, the empirical evidence, it is sound that in much the same way that when we do things and promote righteousness and the things of God, that's what we reap. And the same thing with our founding fathers, just like God. God said it, he meant it, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But those that want to create doubt, they do it at the injury of many. And the same thing with our founding fathers. They were sincere, and as you said, it wasn't like we had 100% agreement. But when you look back historically and you see when we are faithful to the Constitution, it is faithful to us. We've got more from Tim after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Let's freedom ring.
Martinez Live.
Hey, it's Wayne. like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're visiting with Timothy Gagline. He and Craig Osten have written American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. Tim, I'll tell you, this book has really come out at a time when it's been most needed. America has been saying for quite a while that we find ourselves on the wrong track, and people are praying and looking for a prescription, you know, some sort of answer. You know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, it starts with faith, and this is one soul at a time. People often, you know, we talk about, even with Franklin Graham, we were talking recently about the call for a revival. And I said, you know, revival starts with one. You know, go out and be that revival. You don't have to wait for a big crowd. Go be a revival of one. You just never know if we get enough, enough sparks out there of individual revivals that we can come together and really ignite something significant.
Tell you, I am a hopefulist to the core, an almost irredeemable optimist.
I'm with you.
And one of the things that I wanted to do in American Restoration is right at the beginning of the book to quote the great American philosopher Russell Kirk. Because to your exact point, Bill, and this is the narrative of American Restoration, Russell Kirk wrote that the conservative is concerned, first of all, for the regeneration of spirit and character, with the perennial problem of the inner order of the soul, the restoration of the ethical understanding, and the religious sanction upon which any life worth living is founded. Russell said this is conservatism at its highest. Mm. This whole idea, Bill, of restoration, regeneration, and renewal, it's true in an individual's life, and it's true in the life of a nation. And, you know, as we were talking about in the first segment, there are a lot of people who share our worldview who seem to believe that America is crumbling from within, that having abandoned the Judeo-Christian values that have been the foundation of our culture and our nation, you know, in the eyes of many, we're going the way of great civilizations of the past that mm-hmm. are, you know, 250-year-plus experiment in liberty, you know, has essentially run its course. And it's time to recognize what some people believe is the inevitable hunker down and say, let's just get through these dark days. But American Restoration does just the opposite. It says, in fact, that there is real measured hope for the restoration of the country. But it's going to mean that we have to act now. And it's time, as never before, for men and women of faith to engage with our culture and not flee from it. We have to be salt and light, and the salt and light is not just getting up every day and praying, because prayer is absolutely the first thing, but it's also the doing of the word, and that is where we get into the great challenges of restoration.
Exactly. Well, Tim, as you say, you know, prayer is so critical in this, because when everybody's confused, and the reason we are, I believe, you know, the Bible's clear. It says a people without vision will perish. Some versions say cast off restraint. And I imagine a hot air balloon that suddenly is punctured and it is untethered and it goes pell-mell, just flying all over the place in all kinds of insane directions. And this is where I see America right now, because we're untethered from that moral foundings that our founding fathers, even though, as you say, it was a third of them that were committed to this ideal and this idea, there was no doubt. I mean, they made it clear that it was the hand of divine providence that gave them the inspiration and the courage to see this through. And the other thing to be encouraged by, and I, like you, the eternal optimist, as my dad would refer to me as, is that, I look at the pattern of God. You know, when God starts something, he finishes it. He said he wouldn't leave us or forsake us. He knew that we would be at this point. But now he's looking to us. He's looking for people of faith that will come to him and say, God, look, we've forsaken you. We've messed up. We have really messed up. Help us get it back on track. But it's by God's grace that this is going to happen. But we have to humble ourselves, as the Bible prescribes, right?
We do indeed. And in fact, national humility, I think, is good for our national soul. And in this book, what we do is we actually say there are 15 critical components of our culture. And these 15 critical components form the way that we can restore the country. I mean, I don't doubt at all, Bill, that there are, you know, very large numbers of your listeners who have said, I'm very concerned and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. This book is an exact answer to that question. Here is what you can do. Here are 15 very significant cultural ways in which all of us, working in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our churches, beginning, of course, in our homes, these are some of the things that we can do, not government solutions,
exactly,
you know, not imposed from here in Washington, but these are solutions that lie in our churches, our communities, and our homes, and that the light for our path is faith. And,
right.
And as that, you know, faith pierces the darkness, we believe and argue strongly that America will experience a kind of reawakening, a regeneration and a renewal, the kind that we all pray for and want to work for.
We have to reset the org chart of this country. The founding fathers established it in such a way that there was not a king at top. He turned that pyramid upside down where he put the people. We are the kings. We are the ones that are responsible as being a government of, for, by, we, the people. If we look to divest ourselves of that authority and turn it back into the hands of the government, you have the America that we have today. Tim, we only got about 3 minutes left here, and it's impossible to get to all 15. This is why people need to get their hands on your book, and they will be greatly encouraged. And for those of us that have been looking for, okay, what can I do? This is an excellent blueprint. But let's just get us on the road here. What, let's just say, of the 15, what are the immediate three things that we can do to get us and encourage us toward American restoration?
You bet. The first one, I believe, the most important, is to revisit and to restore America's founding principles. That's number one, to know exactly how we were founded, why, and as we move forward, to restore those founding principles. That's first. Secondly, we have to restore religious liberty and the rights of conscience. You know, it's not that America created religious liberty. It's that religious liberty created America.
Yes.
And we have to revisit what is religious liberty and why is it so central to the restoration of our country. And the third one, I would argue very strongly, is the restoration of the culture of life. There is a very strong ethos in defense of all human life, born and pre-born. 60 million abortions later, we can do a whole lot better, and we argue we will. And here in this book, among many other things, is how to restore a culture of life. So I would say in that order, Bill, the restoration of our founding principles, the restoration of religious liberty, the restoration of life, among many others, those are the things at the heart of this book, American Restoration.
And two others. You mentioned restoring medicine and medical ethics, which leads into this culture of life that you're talking about. And the foundational principles that focus on the family has been so fundamental and at the spearhead of this good fight. And that is restoring the ethos of the American family.
Family, marriage, parenting. That is absolutely the key and the foundation, not only to focus on the family, but the kind of country that we want 50 years from now.
I'll tell you, the restoration principles here are awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, restoring the concept of the gentleman, restoring virtue, restoring education, restoring civility, restoring citizenship and duty, restoring community, restoring the balance between politics and culture, restoring the Constitution, restoring patriotism, sacrifice, restoring America. Tim Gegelein, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Tim, congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. American Restoration on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tim.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution mission to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The President will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening. And an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you think about it in the grand picture of things, it really is about liberty, isn't it? And as we celebrate our Independence Day, 243rd Independence Day in this country, and I like you, I wonder, I said, can we hold this together? Are we so close? We've been at a tipping point for so long, and some have questioned that maybe America has gone too far. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us. He is the co-host and spokesperson for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. Jerry, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Happy 4th. Yeah, exactly. Hey, let me ask you, what would Washington, Jefferson, and Madison say about this 21st century America that we find ourselves in right now?
Well, there's a statement from John Adams to the effect of posterity. You will have no idea how much this generation sacrificed for you. I hope you make good use of it. Otherwise, I'll regret up in heaven that we, you know, suffered so much to give you this freedom. I mean, that's a paraphrase of that quote from John Adams. It's an incredible quote. And I think they would be disappointed. But the bottom line is that God always seems to use a remnant, and that's what Bible history is filled with, is a remnant, and the remnant made a difference. Even in American history, when it comes to the whole push for independence, my good friend Bill Federer said that only about a third of the Americans at the time of independence really fought for and agitated for independence.
Exactly.
Another third was opposed to it, and then the third in the middle was just kind of like they could go either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, when Bill and I last spoke, I said, you know, people need to keep in mind it wasn't 100%. It was, you know, as you say.
And nor is it today.
Yes.
Of course.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Today, And one of the things, though, I do think that's very scary is we really have to rediscover our history.
Mm-hmm.
Who controls the past controls the present.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a, kind of a paraphrase from 1984, the book by George Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important because if we forget what we were in the past, we don't know what we are in the present, and we certainly don't know where we're going in the future.
Well, you can't be, you just can't be.
In an interview with D. James Kennedy Ministries,
mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee said that you take the example of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the, you know, the congresswoman from New York City.
Yeah,
and
from Queens.
Or one of them, one of the congresspeople mm-hmm. from there. And she was born after the fall of the Berlin Wall, after the implosion of the Soviet Union. She really has no idea what life under the communists was like, and no proper balance and understanding of history, and she's promoting socialism,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, on its you know, causes a nation to go on its way to communism, which is like terrible. It's have a horrible track record everywhere it's been tried, but somehow they think, oh, if we're the ones who do it, then it'll be good.
Well,
it never works that way.
And that's what happens with socialists and progressives. It's just it's never enough money, never enough time.
Right.
If you just gave us more money and more time, we'd prove to you. But yet, look at back, like you say, historically, the empirical evidence is clear. Socialism doesn't work. It never will. It kills millions of people. Let's bring it on here in California. I mean, in California, here in America,
exactly.
Right?
Let's try it. Somehow we'll do it. You know, let's give it another shot. You know, like somehow it's going to go well under us as opposed to, well, it just didn't work under Mao because he was the wrong guy. It didn't work under Chavez because he was the wrong guy. It didn't work under Castro. He was the wrong guy. You know, come on.
Right.
After a while, you got to realize, no, it's all based on a flawed understanding of human nature. And see, one of the great things about the Founding Fathers, even the ones that weren't necessarily born-again Christians, they had a Christian world and life view, and they knew that man is basically sinful. And so they built into the Constitution, systems of checks and balances so that
there were guardrails, right?
The whole group of people could have too much power unto themselves. And it's been a real blessing that we have this form of government, but it grows out of the Judeo-Christian worldview.
Right. Well, and what's happened is that we have we've relinquished our courage, really, Jerry, the way I look at it, because when you look at that third of the group of people that believe so passionately that we're willing to put it all on the line, I mean, they were committing treason. You know, their lives, everything was on the line. And here today, you go, okay, we got some wishy-mishy, you know, kids that are ill-informed. They want to try socialism. And they don't want to hear about anything because they've had 4 years of indoctrination from some, you know, professors that have taught them otherwise. And so they want to resist the empirical evidence. But where is the mounting pressure and courage against the groups like Antifa and some of these ill-minded groups that are in to do harm and to break down the foundations of this country? I mean, we are being chewed up from the inside out. I mean, you look at what's going on in our government right now. I mean, the attempted coup of a legitimately elected president. We have a former president saying that he's illegitimate.
What's the basis of that? Carter said that about Trump.
Right.
On what basis does he say that? Surely not the Mueller report.
No. No, not at all. But, you know, then at that point, it's like, okay, let's talk about what other illegitimate thing you want to talk about that we can't talk about.
You know, Bill, I think in the case of with Carter, it could just be age.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, he's 96.
Be, you know, like the beginning onset of dementia or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
just to be charitable here.
Right. Well, you want to, yes. But see, these things are irresponsible, especially coming from a duly elected president, you know, who is in charge of the legacy. You think of anybody that would want to protect the legacy of the presidency, it would be a former president. I mean, if you would think that anybody would want to protect the integrity of our governmental system, it would be elected officials. But listen to the way they talk, the incivility, the things that they say. It's like, wait a minute, you're an elected official. How can you say stuff like that? How can you blatantly lie? How can you come out of a facility and say that the women are drinking water, are told to drink water out of a toilet? You know, come on, give me a break. You're going
to
tell me?
Furthermore, it's important to realize that, you know, the founding fathers are the ones who set up the electoral system so that we have the Electoral College and so forth, where, in other words, it wasn't just the popular vote that would get somebody to be elected. And they did that by design. And part of the point was that each state would have its own contribution and its own say in our governmental system, the consent of the governed.
Exactly.
If we didn't have the Electoral College, if it was always just the popular vote, all the politicians would have to do is just go to Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, and maybe one or two other big cities. They'd get all the votes. Or
yeah, top five. You take the five cities, the five biggest cities in the country.
And they would control the country for the rest of
sure.
the, you know, ad infinitum until America fell apart, you know, until the wheels fell off of our republic. And
well,
you know, so the founding fathers, we must really give them thanks and be thankful to God for them, because they were filled with wisdom. And as I say, they weren't all Christians, but they all had a Christian worldview, and that made a huge difference.
Well, Jerry, they had to, you know, you imagine, they start off with this white sheet of paper. They start putting these ideas together that they accumulated from different experiences and worldviews and everything. They start pulling this together, and then they step back and they go, wow. I can't believe we couldn't have done it. This is too brilliant. Could not. I mean, was
Washington
incredibly humbling to them,
phrase,
right?
He used the word miracle, that it was a miracle that they produced this thing in Philadelphia. And they started in May. Here I'm talking about the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Mm-hmm. They start in May. The goal was to revise the Articles of Confederation. Then one of the delegates from Virginia got up and said, forget it. The Articles of Confederation doesn't work. It's not going to work. Let's start all over. Let's create our own new government. And, you know, some people question that later, you know, was that legitimate? But they second that motion, and it gets voted on. And then so for the next several months or few months, they slog through this. At some point, it got to the, you know, one could even wonder if they were going to finish this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Ben Franklin, probably the least religious and least orthodox of them all, gets up. He was also the oldest, and he gives this impassioned speech along the lines of, we need to pray.
Exactly. And Jerry, right now, we need to...
With Great Britain.
We need to take a break. We've got more from Dr. Jerry Newcomb.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year. 35% off when you buy three or more of any dietary supplements. Multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy three or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Jerry Newcomb continues. He's the co-host spokesperson for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. Jerry, before the break, we were talking about Benjamin Franklin, of all people. I mean, he was rather, you know, secular, as we know, in many ways and attributes. But even Benjamin Franklin could realize the hand of divine providence. And who would have thought in the midst of all the chaos that Benjamin Franklin would stand up and say, hey, maybe we should pray?
Yes, and indeed, it was a very impassioned speech, and I know the date because it was, that's my anniversary. It's June 28, so, you know, almost 200 years before I was married in 1980. Uh-huh. On June 28, 1787, Ben Franklin said, I have lived for a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this, that God governs in the affairs of men. And, you know, he basically said, we can't hope to succeed unless we pray. And they tabled his motion. They didn't act on it directly, but a variation of the spirit of what he wanted for them to do, which was to pray together, that was accepted and acted on. And so on July 4th, they had a joint service, and they prayed together at a Christian service there in Philadelphia. Mm. And so this is a really cool story, and I think it's important to realize that the founding fathers prayed, and they were finally able to finish the job, the task at hand, which was to create and sign, you know, get the Constitution signed and so forth. And then they had a struggle to get it ratified, but that they were able to overcome that. Part of the concern there was to make sure that there were certain rights built in to the Constitution. And so being men of their word, they said, yes, okay, we'll ratify it, and then we'll go ahead and give a Bill of Rights. And they had it ratified, and then they came up with the Bill of Rights, which is really amazing. Today, I don't think they would do that because it's like, who can trust these politicians? The politicians might say, yeah, okay, you go ahead. We'll ratify it, and then you come up with the Bill of Rights. But these men were men of their word, as I say, and they were able to do this. But I think what we suffer from today is what I call American amnesia, and I wrote a whole book about it, which
great book.
You know, just kind of lays out the foundation what our roles are or should be, and you know, the militant secularism we're dealing with in our age.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to get back on track, you're exactly right, is that we need to reconnect with our history. We have been dumbed down on purpose. I mean, this has been a diabolical, purposeful move by antithetical forces that from day one, I maintain, Jerry, we're not interested in this American dream. As you mentioned, as Bill Federer mentioned, you had a third could care less, a third were very passionate, another third said, nah, hey, look, we want a king. I mean, even to the point when George Washington, when they said, okay, hey, we're going to have President George Washington, they went to him and said, you know, we'd rather you be king. He said, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm not even sure I want to be president, much less, you know, be king. That's not what this is all about, right?
That George Washington pushed away power like that, but I think that there's definitely, you know, the idea that Karl Marx have unfortunately brought so much damage and suffering in the world, but they continue to have negative impact here in America, in the sense that you've got the you know, basically Marx said, if you can remove a people from their knowledge of history, then you can do anything you want to with them. I mean, that's a paraphrase, but that idea is very true. I mean, we have been cut off from our history. And so think about it this way. I said this in my most recent column, this week's column, in fact. I was talking about the ingratitude that we have as Americans, or that so many have, about being Americans. Even the hatred for Americans, for America by many Americans. I said, and I use that soccer lady as the kind of the springboard.
Right.
Megan
Rapinoe. Oh, yeah, whatever. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I said, Ned, just think about this. Within the last week, here we see a tragic story where a father, would-be immigrant, and his 23-year-old infant daughter, they get drowned in a river trying to cross illegally to come into America to try and experience what we take for granted here in America. And here's this lady who, you know, is profiting from all the great opportunities America provides to her, and she hates the country, will have nothing to do with the national anthem, and, you know, it's like, okay, what's wrong with this picture?
Right.
Hello, you know.
Yeah, well, she doesn't even know exactly.
Love it or leave it, and you know, I certainly believe, you know, America, America, God mend thine every flaw, and so forth. But I think there's a lack of appreciation for America by Americans, most of whom have no idea what the rest of the world is like, and they don't realize the good and positive things that America has done and continues to do. And again, we're not perfect, far from it, but the idea of America is very important, and that is that we have God-given rights, and that's the essence of America.
Well, part of the problem that we have right now is a critical aspect of the American dream and guardrails is a free press, and our press has sold their souls. They're doing an injustice to the American people by not taking on these challenges that are brought on by the Rapinoes or the Colin Kaepernicks. I mean, listen to what she says. I mean, she's all over the place. And then she doesn't have anything else to really articulate or express it in an intelligent sort of way. So then it's just all about F. Trump. Really? I mean, it's like, and so this is the order of the day. Anybody that wants to be adversarial and crude towards the president of the United States that 63 million people, million Americans voted for and voted him into office, then you can use whatever expletive you want. And, you know, how unintelligent is that? In the marketplace of ideas and free expression that should exist, America can handle Megan Rapinoe and can handle Colin Kaepernick. But let's bring your ideas to the marketplace and let's fairly discuss them. Let's not invalidate and allow what I call this spirit of invalidation that's had its way with our dialogue in this country.
It is really dumbing us down, and it's promoting mediocrity after all is said and done. And so we need to continue to keep our blades sharp in a way to where we have that appropriate response. I say, Jerry, it comes from the throne room. It's that right word, you know, like Jesus, when Jesus took on the religious order of the day. It wasn't a big shout and argument. It was a word, but it was a very pointed word that, you know, caused them to think. And it caused everybody else around to consider what Jesus was saying when he brought the truth against their lies.
Light has come into the world, but men prefer darkness because their deeds are evil, said Jesus. And that, I think, helps explain a lot of the conflict that we see going on in our world.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's it, because people go, wait a minute, how... And I guess this is where Main Street America and the forgotten men and women, the question that they ask repeatedly at their dining tables is going, what is going on with this country? Why are they letting go of the greatest thing that's happening? I mean, right now we are the envy of the world. Look at what happened. Look what President Trump has done. He took the heavy boot of regulation off the throats of a productive people. The misery index has gone down. They're happier than they've been in a long time because they're back to work, being productive, doing what God's ordained them to do, to be fruitful and multiply. And here we are at 3.2% GDP. And, Jerry, I maintain if we had just a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, and it's really the Democrats. I mean, I hate to be so partisan about it, but you got to call it out for what it is. It's Nancy Pelosi, it's Chuck Schumer, it's the Democrats that are resisting this president, and along with the deep state. And to what? To what cause? To bring back the misery index, to make people miserable again, and to get us to think that less than 2% GDP should be the normal. That's what President Obama said was the legacy, the future legacy of America.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think what it gets back to, and this is a part of human nature, it gets back to the love of power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, I read a whole book about Earl Warren. Earl Warren had been a Republican. In fact, he was a Republican governor of California.
Exactly.
And had been successful and stuff. And this is, you know, many, many years ago. Eisenhower made him Chief Justice on the United States Supreme Court. And during the 2 decades or so that Earl Warren was there, he made all these decisions, many of which were just terrible, throwing out school prayer, et cetera, just Bible reading in the schools and all kinds of different decisions. In fact, when his term was finished, he was asked by a reporter, did you make any mistakes in your presidency? And he said, yeah, two of them. And they're both sitting on the United States Supreme Court. Wow. The other one was William Brennan. Well, the Supreme Court, nine people, at the time it was nine men, made so many decisions, many of which were totally out of step with our history and our heritage, and frankly, the Constitution, the men who gave us the Constitution. And so they essentially secularized the public square and gave us, you know, a secular wasteland, if you will.
Right.
I mean, for example, now this is after Earl Warren.
Yeah, we only have about 20 seconds left here.
Okay, well, bottom line is Earl Warren loved power, and through power that he received as Supreme Court, you know, leader, he was able to, you know, change America, and much for the worse, but he had that power. And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Dr. Jerry Newcomb, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Happy 4th of July to you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And the tax doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, tax doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.